September 28th, 2021, month-end meeting at 6:45 and regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock.
Okay, you all set, Leanne?
Yep.
I'd like to welcome everyone to a audit meeting for the Borough Town Board for September 28th, 2021, and ask that the clerks please call the roll.
Councilmember Hogan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here.
And I think we've got just about all the signatures on the vouchers,
yes,
except for those for discussion. And I have voucher 2206 for discussion. This is the, we've already addressed this issue. This is the purchase and installation of the culvert on Peter Road. If you recall, back in, just to give a little history on it, timeline for what we've done on that was, back October of 2020, we had resolution 271, where we approved $334,560 from Contact Engineering, Contact Engineered Solutions for reconstruction of the Peter Road culvert. And at the time, the highway superintendent recommended that we make that purchase. And if you recall, there was a board resolution so that we buy it out of 2020 budget. Purchase order, if you recall, this year's discussion back in February was never received by my office as of the last day of February, so therefore no money from the 2020 budget was encumbered for the project. Then fast forward to June of this year, we had an opportunity to do that install at a dramatically reduced rate by utilizing a vendor on a county contract, County Bridge and Rail, where we were able to cut the cost of the culvert from the $334,560, which was not allocated for in the 2021 budget, down to $156,353.20. And so what we did is there were some items in the budget, one of them primarily being the amount allocated for new mowers for highway, and we pushed that off and we were able to modify the budget by taking money from the back blacktop mower chip account for $10,000, and then using the amount allocated for the new tractor purchase, which was $145,630, to come up with the cost of the culvert so we could get it done this year. However, a week ago, my office received two vouchers for the Peter Road culvert, one for $31,424.76 from Contact for the purchase of the box culvert, and another $122,790 from the vendor for the replacement. So if you add both those numbers together, it becomes $174,214.76, which is $17,861.56 in excess of what we were told the price of the culvert would be. And so now we have additional costs. The work has already been done. We have a request for payment. So, obviously, this is the highway superintendent's issue with his budget, and my office asked him where we should find the monies to cover the additional cost of nearly $18,000, and it was articulated back to my office that he has no money. So I took that to mean that I had to find money, and so that brings us to where we are in the conversation as to where I would suggest we take the money from to pay this outstanding bill. The work has already been completed. County has done the receiving. You know, we're committed to signing to do the work. So my recommendation would be to transfer funds, and I'll just go through my recommendation, and if somebody wants to move it afterward, we can do that. At this particular time, I would suggest transferring $10,000from Highway Snow Removal Personal Services, $5,163.62 from Highway Improvements Cold and Place Recycling, $1,500 from Highway General Repairs, which is trees, $1,197.94 from Highway Machinery Liability Insurance, and that would give you the total of $17,161.56, which will cover additional costs of the culvert and installation to be paid to the contact and new solutions. So we have an option before us. I have signed it. We're responsible for paying for it. You know, as we move forward, obviously we have no idea what the requirements will be for, the needs will be for snow removal. But we can adjust the budget again if we have to. But to get this paid, that would be my recommendation. So,
second.
All right. Do you need the account numbers on those? I have them.
I have it all here.
Okay.
All
right. So the motion would be to make those transfers from the accounts that are annotated with the clerk, and that would be transferred to account DB5112.431, which is Highway Improvements Culverts. So if you move that, if you second that, Councilmember Hogan, you second it. Discussion.
So my comment, we are, like as you mentioned, we need to fulfill our obligations to those that we contract with. And if the department head has a problem with movement of those funds, then he can come back with some recommended solutions for it. We need to be obligated.
We do have, I should also point out for discussion, under paid, we have a self report. So, you know, it got delayed because of COVID. We were supposed to do it last year. We didn't do it. We budgeted for it this year. What we could do is not pay as much of it, like $17,000 left or whatever we need to help, you know, pay, you know, reimburse the snow removal account. You know, we can have that conversation afterwards about planning, but and then we'll bring it up.
Yeah. It's hard enough for the department head to hear his concerns on that topic, but we know we have the obligation to fulfill.
So, you know, that's my recommendation. You know, it's not perfect, but it'll at least meet the needs for this audit. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. You have that voucher?
I have the original voucher sheet.
Yeah, okay, so that has to be signed.
So, do you want to cross off all things you're signing now?
No, he signed it.
He did sign it. Okay, so you guys are just have to sign it.
To increase appropriation.
Right.
So we'll have to made the resolution to transfer funds. I entertain a motion to increase appropriations by $17,861.56 to the account DB 5112.41.
So,
second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimous. All right, so we're all talking about on that one. And then we have the sewer transfer. So I need authority to increase appropriations for sewer contractual, which is account G181.10.4, in the amount of $30,000. And the purpose of this is to, if you recall, when we put the budget together last year, it was prior to full effect of the COVID pandemic. We also were seeking grants for our sewer consolidation, which we hope to have wrapped up by the end of this year. And the annual payments to Glens Falls are higher, so this will allow us to cover those payments. So the motion would be to increase appropriations of $30,000 to account G181.10.4 sewer contractual.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion?
Because that's what Paul's in the discussions.
Any discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimous. Didn't really approve this. So this would be a motion to transfer funds for the purpose of paying internet services at the highway garage and we'll take that. So I entertain a motion that $500 be transferred from account 8501.401, which is general highway superintendent conferences, to account 8501.425, which is general highway superintendent internet.
So moved.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The next one is to transfer $3,000 from account A1620.401, general building town hall, to account A1620.4, which is general buildings contractual. And this is to cover payments for services charged to the general building and grounds account.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And the final one would be which we already did for the increase in appropriations for gathering the transfer, and it would be a motion to transfer $15,000 from account A1990.4, which is general contingent account, to account 1620.4, general interfund transfers capital project fund. And this is for the sewer capital project fund for monies not reimbursed by the EFC.
So moved.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All right, we're all done on transfers?
Yeah.
All the vouchers. All the vouchers have necessary signatures?
We have the only group for the voucher.
Can't do that. So, close for this year.
Yes.
What was the issue with this one?
The contract.
Contract is not signed yet.
Right.
Well, we have a signed contract.
Right.
And
okay.
And so we'll be discussing that at the full board meeting.
Okay.
That'll have to be left out.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Because that was work completed after this first new contract. So we'll have to, can't be included in the warrant.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
That's
anything
it.
Else?
That's all I have.
Entertain a motion to pay the bills as audited.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All right, thank you very much, Dan.
You're welcome, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, you're welcome.
Do you have a motion to close the audit?
Yes.
Audit.
Close the audit.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All right. Okay, we'll get started with the regular town board meeting for September 28th, 2021, and ask the clerk, please call the roll.
Councilmember Hogan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And ask that everyone please rise for a moment.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Agenda item one is approval of minutes. We've got three sets, two from August 24th, 2021, which include an audit meeting and the regular town board meeting, and then we have a set from September 14th for the regular town board meeting.
Can we separate the 14th from the
Sure. So I entertain a motion. I think I have a motion to do approve August 24th, 2021. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? They are approved. And then a motion to move the minutes for September 14th, 2021.
Motion to approve the minutes from September 14th.
Is there a second?
Yes.
All in favor?
Yes.
Upstate. Opposed? Motion carries.
It's not the August 24th. I wasn't here for that meeting.
Okay.
That's okay.
Item two on the agenda is the just a brief update on COVID. As we've customarily done for a number of months now, providing an update to our rest on the level of vaccination here in the county. Number of individuals age 12 and older with at least one vaccine dose is now 84.5%. The percentage of the population that are age 18 and older that have received at least one dose is 85.2%. And the number of seniors 65 and older is now 95.8% have received one dose. Serious complete, age 12 and older is currently 79.8%. 18 and older is 80.6%. And seniors 65 plus is 90.3%. Our 7-day rolling average percent positivity rate is currently 2.9%. Which is dramatically lower than the last time when we had our board meeting, and there are currently 350 active cases in the county. We had, actually, here's numbers for a town in a row. For a town in a row, the number of active cases is currently 26, and the village of South Plains Falls, the number of active cases is 7. I was on the phone today with Commissioner Dan Cools, who heads up the county's public health department, and I had asked for a booster clinic here in the town of Moreau, and he has agreed to hold one for the third dose on October 7th. It'll be here at Town Hall from 9 to 3:30. And again, this will be for individuals that are qualified, if you will, to receive the third dose, meaning it's been greater than 6 months since they've received the second dose of the Pfizer. If you recall, those that have received the Moderna vaccination, the recommendations from the CDC are not yet available. We're still doing research on that. So, and we, at my request, there's actually a vaccination clinic held at St. Michael's, which was pretty well attended. And I want to thank St. Michael's for their willingness to allow the town to utilize the parish there. So, thank you to Father Tony Child on that. We have a COVID update. Item number three on the agenda is the solar pilot agreement. If you recall, the town received a letter from Lexamp Incorporated with their Bakers Falls Solar LLC project in the industrial park. And in that, the town was required to take action as to whether or not we would be utilizing the pilot program. If you recall, I had authority from the board to let them know that we would be entering into a payment in lieu of taxes agreement in connection with this particular project. And as everyone knows, it has been included in our draft solar law. And this particular project is working its way through the planning board. I think there was four planning board again last night.
Yes.
So what we really need to do is we need to get that local law in place because this is on its way, so that we are ready for when that project is completed. So my recommendation would be to move forward with the pilot law and ask council to have that ready for our next board meeting.
I can do that.
Anybody okay with that?
Yes.
Do you need a resolution on that, or?
No, you just need to let me know.
All right. So we don't want to get behind the curve on that. And so that'll require all the, the public hearing and all that before we can adopt that. So we've got to, it's going to be a little bit of a process.
It is. I can have the law to you for the next meeting, at the next meeting if you want, and set the public hearing.
Okay, so the board members can take a look at it.
Right.
Okay, perfect.
And I can work with Leo on that as well.
Item four on the agenda is Conroe Landfill. I received a call late last night from Steve Aquario. Everyone may know Steve. He is currently the executive director of the Association of Counties. And he wanted to make me aware that the state has been cataloging various environmental issues across the state, and one of them that they have highlighted as a priority one for remediation is the Tom Morrow closed landfill. And so he strongly recommended that the town board be in support of seeking cost recovery for the remediation. He will be working with the federal government to seek out grant funds as well as with New York State. And he's reaching out to those townships that, all of them are included in the report, but the priority is those that are priority one. And Tom Morrow make them aware of it. I will provide board members, I just printed it tonight, received it late last night and this morning, the New York State Enacted Landfill Initiative. This was a result of the Clean Water Infrastructure Act of 2017. So it's been an ongoing project for a number of years. This is dated May 2021, but you know, obviously it just came out yesterday for our availability. So I would strongly recommend that the town borough be supportive in seeking cost recovery for remediation funds. So that would require a resolution, correct?
It would.
So I would entertain a motion that the town is in support of seeking cost recovery funds for the purpose of remediation of our inactive landfill, which has been designated as a priority under the New York State Inactive Landfill Initiative, dated May 20, 2021. Does that work?
That would be fine.
All right.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
So, yeah, so my discussion. I'm assuming that a state agency is looking at our landfill and saying, we need to be doing something more to preserve the water source?
So I haven't had a chance to get all the way through it, the report, but in skimming the executive summary, I think a lot of it has to do because our closed landfill is proximity to Hudson River. I think that's probably the driving, although I haven't gotten that part of the report. But we'll get more than that.
So, the vote?
We vote, right?
No.
I believe we did.
Did it? Okay. It was yes, but I just want to make sure it's done.
Okay. We're good. All right. Water Department. We'll have council probably articulate a little bit better than I can. Town attorney's been working with my office as well as the town clerk's office to draft the deferred payment agreement, which statutorily we're required to make available to our residents as a result of what is it, the word, or
no,
active legislation?
It's an active
legislation. And we have a draft which. Have you looked at this? Did you have any comments on it?
Not really.
So within that draft, we need to, by resolution, probably approve it or not.
So if you want to kind of go through it. So
well, this is your name, okay?
As you may recall, in the midst of the pandemic, the legislature created a law, the utility moratorium. So any public utilities, not sewer, but water and electricity, if you could self-certify that you could not pay due to change in financial circumstances because of the COVID pandemic, then the municipality and any other provider, like National Grid or whatnot, was required to offer you a deferred payment agreement. And the state of emergency did expire in June, but the law as written March of 2021 extended that moratorium or that protection for 6 months after the state of emergency ended. So currently, it's still December 21st is the last day of that additional 6 months. Everybody got in their water bills, everyone got a notice of advising of this and saying, if you feel that you are entitled to this or you need help, please advise. Leanne did receive one request for the deferred payment agreement. What you have before you is a form agreement It needs a couple things from you folks. Number one, you have the right to have the agreement go as long as you want. Some municipalities are having the agreement go only until December 21st. Some are having it go longer. That's up to the board. That's the first question we have for you. The second question is, you can see it gives the option to the customer to either make monthly payments or to defer full payments until the end of the deferment period. What this does is it permits them to work with the town to pay what they can. The town cannot terminate service during this time. The town cannot assess late fees or penalties. The town cannot rebate. That's all incorporated in the law, provided the person enters into this agreement. So what you have before you is the agreement, and I just need answers to those two questions. And then you need approval for the customer that has requested the agreement.
So we have to approve the agreement.
To let me know those two questions.
Yeah.
Once those are done, you approve the form agreement. And then you give the clerk, I would assume that's up to the board, the authority to negotiate with the customer a monthly payment schedule.
Question?
Yes.
I understand the first question. But I'm really wasn't clear on what the actual question was. You said there's two options. Is the question whether or not we want to offer two
yes.
options?
Yes.
Okay. Happy moving forward with this, offering additional time to people. The question is, how much time? And by law, it looks like December 21st is the date.
Well, you can go beyond December
21st. Right.
Some municipalities are going to December 21st because that's when the moratorium itself ends.
Yeah.
But you can always get deferred payment agreements. You've always had that opportunity to do so. This one just, you can have a smaller time period because of the moratorium.
My personal position would be to align with when the moratorium ends. And I'm okay with two options.
I'm good with that. The only other option I would say was December 31st, which basically is the end of the year. I'm assuming the end of the fiscal year, and it's just 10 days beyond what law requires.
I have a problem with
that. Two months of the fiscal year.
So have the agreements go to December 31st?
And, if I may, the particular situation that we're dealing with, I looked into it. I thought there may have been a hardship there. And in reviewing the history of payments for multiple years, like 5 years, maybe 4 or 5 years, am I accurate? This has been, it has always rolled over to the real property tax paid by the county, so therefore it's always been paid by the restaurant. So this is not an uncommon practice in this particular situation.
Understood, however.
Oh, I understand. No, we have to do it.
As long as they sign
the one, up. The one instance where we're doing this, that's not the rule.
That's the only part of the law that makes it different from other deferred payments is all they have to do is self-certify, and you can't actually go into their financials to ascertain whether it is a new hardship.
Okay. So do you have your answers?
I have my answers. Are you're in agreement with the language?
Yeah.
I've made those two changes. And then we don't need to indicate the individual's name, but the customer that has requested, you're approving. You would approve the agreement and you would give up petition to sign it.
Yep. So who's that signing?
You sign it.
So then the resolution would be to adopt the Conroe Water Deferred Payment Agreement as discussed and authorize the supervisor to sign the agreement?
Yes, for the individual.
For the individual customer who has currently filed. Those are two separate acts.
Those are two. I would want to.
Yeah. Okay.
One resolution for the blanket.
Okay.
that you're okay with the document, and then one for the group report, the individual.
Can I ask you, I'm assuming that only one person in this town is off task with this. Is there a possibility that others might be?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So do we need a resolution to say we adopt this and that for future applicants, the supervisor would be authorized to sign that, or do we need to see each and every one?
Each and every one.
Okay.
So the first one. So if the person was just to authorize the agreement as stated, then motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Number two.
Authorizing the supervisor to sign the one that was discussed, being unmentioned. Second.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The next item is from our water superintendent requesting the purchase of 48 radio reed water meters, 5/8 inch in service for new housing. There's only one vendor for this, Master Meter Ferguson Waterworks, Clifton Park, and he's requesting to expend $10,704, which I believe is $223 each. And this purchase will be made from account 83-10.2, which has a current balance of $17,200.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? Motion carries. The second part of his request is for a trailer, a 5x10 trailer for their lawnmower. He has three quotes, one from Versatile Trailer Sales, as well as for $1,946, Lowe's for $1,799. And Tractor Supply for $19.99. This account would be paid from account 83-10.2, which is what would authorize a reduction of $10,704 for the purchase of meters in. So that means presently $6,496. He's recommending that the purchase from Versatile Sales take place.
Wasn't it supposed to be purchased last year?
So, the town board authorized this purchase in the 2020 budget, and it could have had taken place. We authorized on October 15th of that year, and it was not purchased. But because we had authorized it, we did not budget for it in this year. So my recommendation would be, because it is off budget, that we go into the 2022 budget.
This is the proposal to come out of the
same account, which was for the purchase of the meters, but I think the request for the meters was much higher than that. Well, totally, when we put the budget together, there was a request for a lot more than 40 meters. And this is a user fee based account, so when we put those budgets together, it impacts the rate.
So your recommendation is that we now don't move on this and that we budget for 2022. That's fine. However, I'm under the impression that currently he uses his own trailer. And
so I was just made aware of that yesterday and realized we were actually not for many different reasons.
Right. Well, I get that, but I'm also hoping this time of year, there's another trailer around that, like, Rec might have a trailer that they would like to use for transporting this, and that we can utilize that to get the equipment around, but we'll also get to the end of the season for mowing, so it's kind of like, it'll be okay, I think.
Similar comment. I'd like to have initially suggest you put it into the next budget in light of this other information that's just recently become available and reserved, right, to bring back to the table. If we're left with no trade, or we need it, right? So, right now for tonight, I'm going to just move on it. Let's get the rest of the story through what's going on with somebody using their personal trailer. We really need one right now at the end of the year, not get that one through budget.
Okay. So, we will table that.
Yeah.
For the moment. The water committee, I believe, is working on getting us our description of the clerk for water superintendent, so we'll get that posted. Well, I know it's already on the website, but I asked my office to get it out on some other sites. Regional office.
We'll get that going and the emails for schedules and interviews.
Item 6 on the agenda is an out of district, a request for an out of district user to be part of our sewer district. We have been working with Skimmerhorn Residential Holdings LP for some time. Our special counsel has been working with their counsel. We now have, and I should say, the town engineer to make sure the document includes the necessary information before the town board authorizes me to sign the agreement. So my recommendation this evening would be to that a motion authorizing the supervisor to sign the agreement to supply sewer service to property outside of the sewer district, which is described in the agreement, subject to final approval by town that were approved for the agreement.
And, well, you need the other to agree to sign, but you also need approval of the agreement.
Okay.
That you approve to enter into the agreement, and then the water division signs the agreement.
So, as you're aware, there's been a lot of back and forth on the agreement. I saw a response at 5:45 today.
Yes.
But I'm not sure if it was in relation to the initial question you asked.
I agree. So, what I would recommend is approval of the concept and then authorization, but upon attorney review.
So we have two of them.
Yes. We need a motion to authorize the acceptance of the outside sewer district agreement.
So we'll move. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Now you need authorization for the supervisor to sign the agreement after final attorney review.
Oh.
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All right, so we're all on that issue. Excellent. Item 7, transfer station. We have a request to make repairs for the loader that we utilize for assisting operations down there and pulling the bins that are not, well, pulling the bins and also packing the open tops. We had the loader, the leak in the hydraulic cylinders have become much more severe, and so staff down there
reached out to get three quotes for the repair. And the first one he has is for BJP Enterprise out of Gansford for close to $1,800. And it's a 3 to 4 day turnaround. He reached out to Motive Power and Paint and Warren Street, Glens Falls. They said that it would be a 1 to 2 week turnaround, but they did not give a price. And we also reached out to New Hampshire Hydraulic, where they indicated it would be 17 to 22 working days turnaround, and it will be approximately $2,000. The recommendation is to go with PJ Enterprises. The account this would be paid from is transfers to TS8160.4, which has a balance at the end of the third quarter of $64,256.78.
Motion to approve going with that PJP Enterprises at a price of.
You want to make it not to exceed 1915, because it's a little over the 18. It's got a plus or minus in that.
I get that. So we'll even get it done. So you say 1950 or? Okay.
Because the other next closest is 2000, you still want to be in there.
Right, but it's also looking at 3 to 4 days versus 1722. So a motion to go with BJP Enterprises to repair hydraulic cylinders on loader at the transfer station at a price not to exceed $1,950.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
You know, it's only problem I have. They keep putting money into that piece of junk on their transfer station. Things have got trap away, the wheels are breaking on it. Tires are bald. You know, we really have to think about what we're going to do with the bottom loader down here. Personally, I wouldn't do that. The thing is, it's just a bucket of bolts. And, well, obviously, you've got to do something right now and spend the $1,800, I guess, to keep it limping along. But I think we really have to take a serious look at this by the time doing something with replacing that down there. That thing's used on a daily basis. It's not something that's just used every now and then. It's used to move the leaves and the brush and all that stuff. And the pack to get contractors cleaned out and stuff. So, you know, it's a necessary piece of equipment and it's really, really important condition. We do have to take a look at that. I think the budget time. But as far as this goes, I'm in favor. We have to do something to get that loaded in.
I'm willing to entertain all options. The challenge for the town is this is a user fee based account. We budgeted $135,000 for that. I dare say that new machine probably we use close to that. So, you know, what do you do about rates? I mean, you have to keep your rates competitive. So, you know, I'm open to all suggestions on, but there's a fine line for what we charge for rates before people go elsewhere. You know, we have to increase our rates even higher in order to stay in business. And the other thing is, I want the board to be cognizant of, that budget was subsidized by Saratoga County. We get an infusion of $35,000, which I expect it'll be here at least for next year since I'm chairman of the board. But, you know, we can't become completely reliant on it because it may not always be there. And we get that to run the recycling center for our residents. So, It's a tough budget. I'm open to any ideas how to get a better piece of equipment in there, but we need to be sensitive that it should be based on that we have to come up with a late date for it.
And that's understandable. I want to be sensitive to the need for the employees down there and for the health and safety of the employees down there. That is not a safe piece of equipment. And I don't want it on my head that somebody got hurt down there because we didn't take any action. That's my point.
Well, I didn't say we would take action on it, but we have all ideas. But that would be economically feasible. I'll consider anything that works. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item eight on the agenda, we have received a request from Jack Hall Plumbing and Heating Incorporated to consider a Route 9 PUD. Just briefly, I want to make, at least for the record, to make the public aware of what they're proposing. And I think we have individuals in the room that probably could answer any questions on it. They're well aware that the town of Monroe is looking to update its local zoning town-wide. And the timing on that is still a little ways out. And so they are requesting, there's an unknown there as to what that updated zoning plan will look like. And they are in need now of expanding the business, and they'd like to relocate it to that location on Route 9 between Merritt Road and Jacoby Road. It's just over, or just under 8.25 acres, I believe. And the role of the town board this evening is not to approve or disapprove the request, but we are required, once we have formally received the request, to forward it to the planning board for review. So before we take action on that, would you like to add anything to that?
Sure. I don't know. Is this on?
I think so. Greenland?
Yeah. So just for the record, Justin Grassi, attorney of Jones Deeds, I represent the applicant. The applicant here as well. Ty Hall is the president and owner of Jack Hall Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. Just as the supervisor suggested, he would love to have the flexibility to wait for what we believe the town board will ultimately do is an update, amend the current zoning ordinance. And we believe that based on the commercial activity along Route 9 in this corridor, this particular corridor, that the end result of that zoning ordinance would likely permit what we're proposing anyway. This board might be aware that one of the only reason that we necessarily have to come before you now for a plan to develop a community is because the current zoning ordinance provides that while professional offices are permitted in this corridor, so if I were coming before this board, actually I'd be coming before the planning board, seeking an office for myself as an attorney, I would simply be able to have a site plan review and get that approved with the planning board. Unfortunately, there is differentiation between professional offices and what we have in this instance, which would be a plumbing and heating office. So the PUD in this instance is before you because regretfully, Jack Hall, fortunately for Jack Hall, I suppose, they continue to grow in the Union Pacific. Now, they can't wait, they definitely cannot wait for the zoning ordinance, they use your route here. So we put before you a PUD, and the PUD, the form itself largely mimics what this town board has approved in the past as far as PUDs. And incorporates some of the zoning metrics, those building metrics, your setbacks, and your green space, and your impervious area, similar to what would be the C1 district. So we're in the C3 currently. We've added the two uses that we need, that being regular office use, as well as the storage of our vehicles, and included that as part of this new legislation. So as this board is, I'm sure, aware, really what we are doing here is creating essentially a zoning district in and of itself, a planned unit development district that would allow us to operate as such. Now the applicant, Ty Hall, I've been in the community for some time, in fact, this PUD is nine parcels between Merritt and Jacoby Roads, and the applicant lived just a couple doors down for 28 years, and now lives within the PUD itself, and he intends to continue to do so, as does his family. What you'll see in here as exhibits are some proposed renderings, some proposed site plans of what this could look like. Granted, some of the detail we do now during the site plan review process before the planning board, this is kind of an idea phase to see if the PUD works generally. But the intent is that the look, the feel, will remain kind of a
residential feel, kind of a community barn type structure. But would allow all of these 25 employees to utilize this facility locally. So, otherwise, I think that the metrics kind of speak themselves, the legislation kind of speaks for itself. We're happy to give any additional information, and we also would love any comments and suggestions.
Yeah, and I should add, I don't know if maybe you said it, I know I didn't, that you're looking to construct a $25 square foot new facility there. For the purpose of expanding operations, relocating and expanding operations. And as I indicated, our charge tonight is to refer to the planning board. Once they go through their due diligence and review, this will come back to the town board where there will be extensive back and forth with the applicant. I guess we have a few questions for tonight. We have to take action either way and direct it to the planning board. But I'm not saying that one's tough.
Well, no, so we've had conversation in the past. My only thought was update the map. His house is in here now, right?
Yes.
So, and there's some trees that are missing, but beyond that, no, I'm saying like move to the planning board.
I'm anxious to get through the process. I know that tied to the dedication. I'm glad to see it moving through the
channel.
Can I ask one question? Is only in the commercial district, not in the R1 district at all?
No, I believe you are neither correct. The where the proposed facility is would fall within just the C3 district as we propose it. The PUD lines themselves would extend back into that part of the residential district.
Okay. The reason I ask is that PUDs are not permitted in the R1 district. And it'll still be referred over, but if you look, Justin, at 49.7, they're not permitted in the R1 and the RP district, and I believe the M1 district. But that's something they can speak to the planning board about.
Sure. And, I guess we thought it made sense to include, those rear residential lots for purposes of buffer in the PD itself. I don't believe it's necessary that we actually even include those, so if we wanted to strike them entirely and reduce that PD area just to those lots which front on Route 9, I believe we could do that and still maintain the facility as proposed.
Yeah. And that's something you can speak to the plan. That wouldn't be this board, but
sure.
Just to put it on your radar.
Sure, thank you.
Good. Any other questions? So I would entertain a motion to refer the QB application submitted this evening by Jack Alphaman Heating Incorporated and to plan.
So moved.
Second. Any other favor?
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carried unanimously.
Thank you all.
Item 9 on there, last board meeting, we were discussing the contract for zoning administrator, and there was one request for a change. I'm not sure if I'm going to look at it yet.
I did look at it, and I actually was emailing the zoning administrator, and I have some concerns.
Okay, all right. So we're going to move forward on this evening, but I don't know if that's on or not.
No, we
were
just
emailing. Okay. All right. Item 10 is Highway Department. Got a request from Highway Superintendent to purchase $19,000 worth of diesel fuel. Actually received it at 10:03 today. By policy, department head requests are supposed to be submitted by noon on Fridays prior to the board meeting. Makes it kind of challenging to put the agenda together. But, so I brought it up for discussion today, this evening. This would be under state contract state contract number PC69482, which covers 827-2021 through 824-2023. It is in the amount of $19,000,
and this would be paid from account DB5142.460, which has a balance as of today of $24,981.81.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I do have information I received regarding the fleet card program, but I have questions on it, and the fleet card program for emergency use. No. I guess it's like a credit card. But I need more information on that, so I'm not going to take action tonight because I'm not really sure what's going on there.
Okay.
But we'll bring it up again. I received notification from the CSEA, which is the union that represents our highway employees, not elected. And they are they're serving formal notice of their intent to initiate negotiations for a contract with highway employees, which sunsets on 12/31 of this year. And within that, they're requesting three items. They would like the most recent updated list of all employees in the bargaining unit. They would also like to know if the employee received longevity. Please indicate the amount. And then the third item is they would like a summary of the plan documents for all health insurance plans and the health insurance rate for individual coverage, two person and coverage, which is the reason why I'm bringing that up. My office had reached out to the insurance committee see if they're interested in meeting. I already met with our service provider, and I wanted to make sure that the committee, if they're interested, an opportunity to meet with them as well. I don't know if you do or not.
I'm not sure we pay for it,
so you don't need me.
I don't feel like you can.
All right, so, all right, then we will we'll move forward with a recommendation on that. And once we decide at the board what we're going to do, then we'll get that information to the highway department. So I'd like to, for budgetary purposes, like to do that, have salaries and stuff in the budget. I'd like to get that worked out sooner rather than later. As you know, fast forward, we got to adopt the budget on November 20th. I have to release the public Thursday, and we got a long way to go on that.
So Thursday, this week?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, that's great. And I have some department heads that have been less than helpful, and my office is ready to work on putting those departments together. So we're going to get it done, but you know, I want to at least take things off as quickly as possible. We get an agreement on health insurance, we get those numbers plugged into the budget, we start the negotiations, and wrap this up in a timely fashion. So I want to make sure for that. I think that's all I have for highway supervisor items. I want to let the board and the public know that I received correspondence dated September 17th from the Office of Circuit County Treasurer. So dear supervisors, mayors, and assessors, as you know, the state legislature has recently enacted legislation, Senate Bill 1453-B, same as 862-25-A, which extends the statewide moratorium on utility cutoffs. The legislation also directly and significantly impacts the assessment and collection of taxes in all towns, cities, villages throughout the county. The purpose of this correspondence is to ensure that you and the town officials involved with tax assessment and collection are aware of this recent legislation. Recently, the New York State Public Service Commission published updated guidance related to the COVID-19 moratorium on utility service terminations and disconnections. A version of this guidance and corrected guidance are available on the Public Service Commission's website. Please be aware that failure to appropriately amend your town or municipality's tax collection practices to align with the moratorium will impact the treasurer's ability to reconcile the bills and properly re-levy utilities. encourage you to speak with the town council and tax collection officers regarding the above referenced legislation. It is our goal in providing this information to ensure countywide compliance with new legislation and avoid unnecessary corrections to tax bills that are impacted by this moratorium. Signed, Andrew Girage, County Treasurer, and Ann Stanko, Director of Crop and Tax Services.
That's new with the water.
Yes, that's exactly the measure on top of it.
And received correspondence with the New York State Department of Labor regarding expanded legal obligations under the New York State Preventive Wage Laws, where that's going up. And will that impact the sewer project that's already in the contract?
It shouldn't.
That's what I...
It shouldn't. It's already in the contract.
Okay.
But the contractors are responsible for looking at the prevailing wages.
So then we don't, because they're contracted, it would not rest on us to ensure that the employer would be paying for them.
That's up on the employers.
Okay. All right. So I don't have to do that. Want the board to be aware that as we're moving through the sale of 61 Hudson, I okayed MC Environmental Services to come in and do the environmental review on that, let us know what's there, and let us know what we have to do to get it out. You guys authorized that at the time when we authorized the supervisor to sign the sale agreement. And that was $95 per hour, not to exceed $190, with additional $75 for optional written report. And I wanted to documentation. So
do they give you the when they get it out?
They want the key tomorrow. So,
great.
Yeah. So I think recommend the key that the
I'm hoping it's not that much soon.
No. Alright, so there's received an email from Vicki Brown, confidential secretary of the Department of Social Services at Saratoga County, and she was passing along on behalf of Commissioner Potter updated information regarding the heat season, and this year's heat program is opening on October 1st, 2021, which is earlier than normal. Anybody needs additional information on that, just reach out to my office. I have that information. You guys have received the thing I did. Question came up because we no longer have a substitute crossing guard. Do we want to advertise for a substitute crossing guard? Because we backfill somebody who retired with the substitute crossing guard. This is about over 19% higher than what we did for September last year. At the town of Moreau, we just received a sales tax check of $310,869, which is significantly above last year, which was $263,521. But if you look and compare to the previous year, where we had $295,624, we're up about 5%. So we're in the zone where we should be for budgeting purposes and funding our various accounts. But it's good news, we're going in the right direction now. The town has deposited $125,000. Into our account from Daphne, and this was the grant that I applied for and received from Carrie Werner for our spray pad. And she's been incredible. Her and her staff have been great to work with. I'm actually working with her to secure funding for the county's transition to full service public health department. There's about $3 million available. In the city budget for that purpose. I met with her recently, 2 weeks ago, and we're the only county in the process of that transition, so I feel like I've got $3 million for that, so we'll sit on that focus. But good news.
Yes,
it took several years to get that taken care of. Leanne has received correspondence in relation to our elections at the middle school. Middle school is saying that even though they agreed back in January the district to allow use of the middle school on election day, they are saying the rooms are been utilized, and therefore they can only offer us the foyer. I spoke with the commissioner of Board of Elections today, and this is really an issue between Board of Elections and school district, and we're not really involved, and I know Lane's happy to hear that. So they need to work it out. I said I'd be willing to provide any assistance that may be helpful, but we'll see where we go with that. Probably, I don't know if you read the paper, I know it's on the news. There was a hazmat response on Old Saratoga Road last evening. I got the call from the Saratoga County Office Emergency Services Commissioner to let us know that there's fire equipment activity on Old Saratoga. I was kept updated through the entire evening. It ended up that Saratoga County hazmat team, as well as Momentum's hazmat team, both responded to a complaint of a foul smelling odor. And at 7 o'clock last evening, they did the first 911, letting the residents in that area know to stay indoors, close their windows, remain in their homes until the all clear was given. The all clear was given at 12:45 last night. After response by the hazmat teams, county sheriff's office actually flew a drone over it trying to find out the source of it. And what it was tear gas. They were doing training at the closed McGregor Prison, the Office of Correctional Services. They did not make me aware of it. I think the state police were made aware of it. And this is not the first time it's been a problem for our residents. So I placed a call to the deputy commissioner of DOCS this afternoon. I have not heard back, but I hope to have a conversation with her tomorrow. But for now, I'm back in the moment. I think I got a little bit of shit yesterday. I have been interviewed by Tangent and Channel 10 for that. That's all I have. Supervisor evidence. Committee reports. There's one thing I need to do.
to approve the
So I don't think I have anything on the
I'll give you some updates on personnel committee. So the department heads and building our building inspector along with our building administrator sent out resumes and narrowed down to 4 or 5 as a clerk position. So their task is to present them to the personnel committee. As soon as they're ready, we'll step in and interview them. Hopefully, we can fill that position.
Great.
And then, as I mentioned earlier, we'll interview a candidate who's presented himself of the water superintendent position, and we'll get that state information over to the clerk's office.
I'm going to say rec, but it's not necessarily direct to the rec. That's true with community gardens. Peter has been approached by Shelley Wise, who's a gardener in Warren County. She's a master gardener and is looking for, well, they talk about an area out here by the old substation out front of us to do a community garden out here by, I guess, a historian's office now. And although there's still things to be worked out, there's a deadline for her to apply for a grant, and that deadline is October 1st. I told Peter I'd bring it up at our meeting here, and I talked to a few members, and Alan reached out to Gina to find out what some of the fire problems were with the community garden at the rec, and what issues we would be looking at. My feeling is that we should allow this to go forward, but that Shelley Wise should have that opportunity to apply for the grant. If she gets the grant and can buy the things necessary for this, that we would allow them to be doing this out here. With the understanding that if it gets where it's overridden with weeds and doesn't look good, we're going to remove it. But Peter and she were kind of looking for permission from the board to go ahead and have that community garden out front here between this building and the substation.
Just a couple additional thoughts. Not changing anything that Councilman Hope said. The only other, if the ask is just that it, can she go apply for the grant, and I'm very supportive of that. My position is that if she gets the grant, that she has to do that with the understanding we're going to have to set some ground rules around it and face them. One fact, we've done this before, and it's a great idea, but we've got some lessons we've learned from the past. So,
and I agree with that.
Yeah, so as long as we're not saying yes, go do it, we're very supportive of it. Get the grant if you get it, and we'll talk about some guidelines just to protect ourselves and learn from the past. I'm supportive of it as long as we don't repeat some of the same things.
Right. And yeah, I think it's a great idea. We did have some issues that I think we can address. My preference would be that, you know, we have so much land available at rec. I'd really like it to be down there where actually probably more people would see it, maybe, you know, pique some interest, greater interest versus right out there to come in.
Well, I think that Bridget Mark was actually in favor of this here, and might have even reached out to Shelley Wise, and that they were working along that line. There was also the idea that this is not a fenced area, so people can come in at their leisure, so to speak, to take care of it versus in at the rec or fenced in and shut down for certain hours.
We could do it without that.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to pour all this water out here.
So, we'll put irrigation in.
We can work out all the details when she gets the money.
Yeah.
I'm certainly supportive also, and I think to Alan's point is that there are some guidelines and some things that we'll have to get in order first before we put a stamp of approval on it. So
I guess my thought is, do we need a resolution to say yes, go ahead and apply for the grant? We are supportive of the community garden. Well, you know, if it is in fact, you do get the money, you will set that when you need to set up.
So who's doing the actual
application? I understand what Shelley Wise.
Is she not coming?
No, she's working with the rep. So does it need to be done through the rep?
Is the applicant the town of Morrow?
No. To my knowledge, no.
Who's the applicant?
I was under the impression it was this master gardener in North County that wanted an area to be able to do a community garden in the town of Morrow.
I guess that, I think it's a great idea. The concern I have is that she's not a town employee. She's not contracted to the town for anything. It's not as though LaBerge is saying, do I have to worry about the grant? I would think if you want to give her authority, so you can't give her authority to do anything because she's not under your control.
Can you have either a rec leader or another town employee that would like to grant jointly with it?
Oh, well, that's all
then. Okay. And then we authorize an employee.
I think you'd want to know, yes, I think Pete could probably apply for the grant with her. Mm-hmm. You'd want to know what kind of grant it is. I mean, do we know anything about the grant? Is it in kind? Is it a, you have to use it if you get it, or do we know anything like that?
I know very little about it, but I'm under the impression that this one is through a local business, Town & Roots, that might be, and I don't know what the
so you know what my recommendation would be? Probably that the local business offer to sponsor this project. And we agree to let them sponsor it, and whoever wants to be involved in making it happen makes it happen. So that'd be easier for me to do.
Yeah, I mean, if she wants to apply for the grant, you can't say yes, no, or maybe.
I think that she was just looking for our support for the future. If she actually did get this money,
we'd like to answer.
So that if she did get these monies, that she could in turn have this garden on community town property.
So I think what you can say to her might be that you are supportive of the concept, and that's the most you can do. You're supportive of the concept.
So we don't have a resolution for that. Okay. So I will reach out to Peter about it all.
Okay.
We're supportive of the concept.
And get greater details on the grant and we can help you out.
I guess my question would be, we're supportive of the concept. Can we make a resolution that says that Peter can apply for this grant through the recreation? That might be. You're reading.
I'm reading the email from her.
Okay.
Where she doesn't actually request permission to apply for a grant. She just wants the board, permission from the board to reestablish the garden on town property.
Which it used to be over the rec.
Correct.
When she first gets the grant and comes to us and says, I've got $2,000, start the money to use that on off.
Yeah, that's all that we can do later on. Right? You sent that she needed something from the town board to apply for this grant.
But the grant deadline is like over for later.
Yeah, this doesn't actually say what the grant is.
Yeah.
It's just kind of simple work here.
So,
nothing binding at the time. She wants the location to take it.
I can just relay back to what support of her having a community garden.
Right.
And relay that to people. Okay. Great. Thank you. That's all I have.
Any other committee reports? We're going to need an executive session for an update on contract negotiations with City of Burns Falls regarding sewer capacity, and as well as for an update on all town litigation.
Yes.
We're going to discuss this during our
the other contract.
Yeah. We can do
Clinton History of the Navy.
Of the unnamed town. Somebody like to move that?
So move.
On favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
All right, the answer.
All set? Everybody's all set in the answer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we are coming out of executive session, and I'd like the record to reflect that no action was taken in executive session. Item 14 on the agenda is other business. I do need to set some dates for our budget workshops. The budget will be made available to the public on Thursday at the close of business. And I know we don't have Kyle here, but we need to get some dates on the calendar. How's the calendar look for either? I'd like to do Wednesday the 6th and the 7th. Of October, start at 5:30, do an hour and a half on each day, see how far we can get, and then at the board meeting on the 12th, we can determine whether we need more days. I think last year we used 2 nights to get everything put together.
What time was the 6th?
5:30.
I'm going to say yes, but they work for me.
I'm good on the 6th and 7th for 5:30. Yes.
Are you good with things? I'm going to say yeah, I'm going to say 67. Next week.
We can, so I'll reach out to Kyle. If it's a problem, we'll just have to postpone. Obviously, we want all board members there.
Are we allowing 2 hours?
I think we're session. I was going to do an hour and a half, 2 hours at one time. Especially if we're coming back the next day. So, do we need to do a motion to establish a budget? We do. So, entertain a motion to establish a budget workshop for 5:30 on both October 6th and October 7th.
So,
All in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Can I ask one question?
Yes.
I don't have my calendar with me. I was inept when I was getting ready for the meeting, but I know the library has their budget hearing coming up. I was thinking it was that first week in October. Do we have to have this room here for your budget workshop? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as the public has access.
Very good.
That's all I have for other business. If anyone else have other business?
Yeah, I'd like to brought up workshop. Once again, I asked last meeting if we could schedule a workshop to work on our solar draft law. And at the time, I was told it was premature and that we were waiting for some guidance from Ags and Markets and NYSERDA. There was some discussion, I guess, you had a commissioner that perhaps they were going to work together and give some guidance. Since I made a contact with both Christian and Ivan Markets and several people that work under it, and they weren't aware of any kind of collaboration between them and NYSERDA. But the good news is they did do some emails back and forth, some good opinions, information, stuff that I think would be useful for us at a workshop. So I was wondering if we could schedule a workshop. I've also emailed several people at NYSERDA, and I've yet to hear back from them, but I'm sure they'll be getting back in perhaps in the next couple of days. So if we can schedule something out and get that information together, and everybody can look it over and digest it, and we could probably, bring out the workshop and get things moving again on this solar law. It's been a long time going, and I think we're kind of running out of information. This information that we've gotten, and expect to get from NYSERDA, would be beneficial for us to get together and get a workshop together and get this in.
You spoke to the commissioner?
I did not speak to the commissioner. I emailed the commissioner's office. He had someone email me back. I also spoke to, or emailed two other people. One gentleman got back to me with quite a bit of information.
Oh, but you had said that you spoke to the commissioner?
Commissioner's office, I misspoke.
Okay, so I did speak with the commissioner on Friday, and I spoke with the commissioner's office again this morning. To be clear, and I stand by my comments on the record, I said that in my conversation with the commissioner, he was, the agency was committed to working with NYSERDA to come up with viable regulations to protect farmland in New York State. I stand by that. I didn't characterize my conversation any other way. Apparently, there's been back and forth, according to the commissioner's office, from you, councilman. I was not really aware of any of the correspondence back and forth. So it's clear that you don't want to be a part of any discussion on it. So at this time, I'm not supportive of scheduling the workshop.
Okay, well, the reason that I can keep you updated on the communications I was having with my service in the Department of Agriculture and Markets is because I let people know on the board where I thought were interested in moving this thing forward. Those are the people I shared the information with. But to your point that perhaps I mistook something that that you said and supplied that information to either NYSERDA or Ags and Markets. What I actually did, maybe there's something wrong with the minutes from last meeting, but it is I took the minutes from the last meeting where you said that the supervisor recommended the board members that they hold off on any additional changes to local law. So they get direction from the Department of Agriculture and Markets, working in concert with NYSERDA to assist the town in ensuring that there is an appropriate law in place. That came right from the minutes. That's what I conveyed to both Ag and Markets and NYSERDA. So unless Leanne didn't hear it right on the audio or not, that's what you said at the last meeting.
I stand by the record.
I stand by what was put in the minutes of the meeting.
You said you requested additional information from
that. Oh, nice, sir. Yes, I have. I just haven't heard back from them yet. I hope to hear from them next couple of days.
Do you anticipate that information
to
be different
from
the model
of law? Well, the thing is, and that's what I requested from them, that if anything has changed, any recommendations they have for anything, they have that to be the solar guidebook for local governments. It's like they're being for information. And I did put in my request for them. If there's anything that's changed recently, or they expect anything to change in the near future, please let me know. You know, so that we can have that information to bring to a workshop. So that was the purpose of my sending in. So I guess the supervisor doesn't want to move to have a workshop. I don't know if you think Alan or John thinks so. We can move this thing, get this ball rolling.
Yeah, Mike, I'd like to digest this information that came over late today from this communication that was referenced that was happening.
That's why
I don't want to see my initial reaction of Councilman is that the people, my first words of this information is the position that and the market was sharing here doesn't align at all with some of the people asking for it. So,
well, I think that, once again, you want to take this whole thing in. And they did put a lot of things in there, a lot of recommendations, but they also put in there, there's a line in there that said every town, every municipality has different circumstances. So this isn't a one size fits all recommendations. But that's what I read into it, once again, you just need time for. And of course, the thing is, I think what we have is the two competing agencies. One has their opinions as to what they think was best, and the other has their opinions as to what they And we have to see, I think, what the gentleman was saying there is every situation is different. It's not a one size fits all. So we kind of have to sit down and discuss those things and get those things that fit into the law. What's right for the town and wrong.
Yeah, again, it's a lot of information to absorb. It was, you know, just received tonight.
Sure. Well, that's my thing. Because a lot of times we set these workshops out, like, you know, for the budget workshop, we're setting out less than a week. That's not good. But a week, that's good. But if we could set this out 3 weeks or so, whatever, and give us time to get our thoughts together, and then set a date where we're going to come in here, sit down, put our cards on the table, and figure out what direction we're going to go. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Mike, well, you're suggesting setting something out 3 weeks, but I'd like to suggest is that I'll connect to my position by next board meeting, which we can set a meeting for a workshop meeting for now. That wouldn't delay any, but I got to absorb all this information.
Sure. I understand.
Again, I'll share with you my initial thoughts on that. I were some of the people that have been in front of this board that are pro solar in that district. I don't think that this speaks in that direction. I'll let me absorb it.
Again, there's a lot in there.
Oh, it was pretty darn clear. And that's not, I think that those are pro asking for.
Well, I think that's what I'm thinking. I don't have a problem looking at all angles of the situation and all opinions and all the guidance. So this is something that obviously I didn't like after everybody close to everybody got. Okay, that's all I got.
Well, I mentioned is that I will absorb this and then we'll have a position.
I know.
So we shot by the next board. That's my
turn. Sure, that's okay. That's fair. Fair enough.
My thought is very similar in that I'd like time to absorb this, but I also know that you reached out to my server.
Sure.
It'd be nice to get a response from that agency as well. Yeah. And, you know, we can get the next board meeting. I mean, I'm assuming we'll get a response prior to that.
Yeah, it's obvious.
And then we can.
Okay, that's
my point. We'll go with the workshop after that.
Let's just keep moving forward. Yeah. Thank you, Dad. Yeah. Thank you.
Can I make a suggestion, though?
Sure.
A selfish one. Since I'm the one that's kind of drafting up the law, could I get copies of all those emails that you said went back to courts, and then anything with NYSERDA does, since I've had communications with them?
Yeah.
Just send that to me.
Well, that'd
be great. Thanks.
Any other business? If not, privilege of the floor. Member of the public wish to speak, please state your name for the record, and you will have 3 minutes to address the
board. Patrick Killian, 169 Burke Road. I appreciate you guys taking the time again to, you know, very important matter as far as what we're trying to do here. And I understand, I mean, the last couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks here, I've been working diligently with Ag Markets, the NYSERDA, trying to get some things set up here so we can get some answers and get some closure, if you will. And some of the it's been confusing to me because based on Ag Markets and who I spoke with, it's been, you know, these laws that NYSERDA has, that Ag Markets have, already have standards that are already in place. So it's been a little challenging for me, you know, based on the different things that maybe the board might have, the council, you know. And I know some of you have been out of state and doing other things and been very busy. I've been trying to call, emails, do all that stuff, and what you guys do is a lot. So based on the things that are happening now, we're just trying to, you know, based on the emails I've been having go out with Ag Markets, and I just want to make sure if there are any new questions that the board might have, Councilman Hogan, Supervisor Kushner, Councilman Van Tassel, Councilman Downey, you know, as far as anything that I can have alleviate, you know, to speed this process up. It's been over 2 years as far as, you know, this project, and you know, anything that we can help or that I can do. I mean, based on speaking to Ag Markets already and the two administrators that I've spoken to already, and what they've told me based on, you know, how this works, the standard operating procedures already in place with NYSERDA and Ag Markets. So, and are there any new questions you might have? Anybody? You guys? I know you have to digest this there too, and if anything that I can help with, I'd love to. So if there's anything I'd love to help. Question two, or should I say, there's the payload that you guys are talking about that with the town. I'm interested in possibly purchasing it. You know, if you guys want to get rid of it, I'm pretty good at fixing things up, maybe a little paint. And the other option is there too. If this machine was going to be down, maybe Fink is an option there too. It's, you could rent a payloader from Fink, and which is XS17. And it's, if it's just for 2 or 3 days or even a week, it's $50 an hour for a good size payloader there too, and it might help. The other thing is, last question, or should I say, you guys had mentioned you're booking 19,000 gallons of fuel right now?
It's a request from the highway superintendent, essentially to open a PO,
sure,
which allows him to purchase the fuel as necessary at the state contract.
Now, does the town purchase or book any fuel in throughout the year, like the beginning of the year? Because usually what we used to do, we used to book 20 to 30,000 gallons a year of fuel and then hedge the rest. So depending on what you're using, you know, you get your fuel uses on an average as far as what you use for the year, and then you would book, or should I say hedge, the second half based on what you're going to use. Based on where fuel prices are right now, they're pretty high. But like I said, it might alleviate some of these challenges throughout the year there too, if you're booking, or should I say, you know, you're going to purchase another, let's say, 20,000 gallons. You know, and hopefully not at 325, but who knows, depending on what bid you can get out there.
Right. And that's what the state contract price.
I'm sorry.
I said it's a state contract price.
Yeah.
Is where you're purchasing at.
Yeah.
And I believe it's out 323.
323.
24.
Yeah. It's not off road, right? It's definitely not off road. Off road fuel.
Yes, we don't pay tax.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, sure.
It's a little different circumstance because the state and the county will go out and, you know, say, we're looking to buy a million gallons.
I understand, yeah.
And so it kind of is a hedge because we lock the county or state locks into that price,
sure,
per gallon, and that's good for the duration of the contract.
I understand.
And I think that's a 1 year contract. I can't remember. I read the date in the record. But
sure.
That was at least a 1 year contract. So it doesn't change over that period.
I see. $2.
Which is less gamble involved.
No, no, exactly. You're trying to manage your risk.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Any other member of the public wish to be heard? If not, I have no other business. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.